Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Rhonda. Thank you so much for tuning in to Movie Today. We're talking today about Best Action Movie Explain.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
A gripping, funny and even reasonably accurate adaptation of Ian Fleming's novel, Better Tomorrow was the first Bond film to truly form the current formula. It may not be your favorite action film or even mine, but it remains the film that sparked a wave of action films about heroic bloodshed, operatic stories of duty and loyalty, punctuated by stylized and violent scripts 32 years later. Like the Western genre, spy films as well as urban action films began to parody themselves, and with the growing revolution in computer graphics, the real world setting began to give way to an increasingly fantastical environment. They spawned franchises, pushed back, defined and even expanded the genre. These are heavy films that make the viewers feel their best after watching. Action is a very open genre and term, and we tried to include something from all eras, styles and directions of action films, from silent 70s classics to 80s army tunes, duos of incompatible 90s friends and modern-day superheroes saving the universe. Let Empire guide you through 60 of the best action movies of all time. And if Hollywood is home to many action giants, it is the arena in which even world cinematography holds its ground. When you watch some foreign films, they are powerful and better than most of the trash that Hollywood produces in the name of action. These are action films whose influence can be seen in subsequent films. This culminated in Chance's detective action movie Police Story, considered one of the greatest action films of all time. Bruce Willis starred as a Western-style character in the hit action movie Die Hard and Harrison Ford at his best as the action father is seen also in this widescreen remake of the venerable 90s television series. In the eighth movie Fast and Furious, an intriguing idea emerged. The House of Toretto would rebel against its family when he returned, although he disappeared for part of the film. Fans fully anticipated his reappearance when he appeared, revealing that this was all a ploy planned by Dom. Which he sings, Deckard Shaw was designed to convince fans that there is no turning back for him. He takes this idea to the extreme, stating that his ideal action movie should have only half a minute of exposure and otherwise consist only of a long, unbroken action scene, but a character that works as an addition to the main action of a movie like the army does not necessarily work the same as the centerpiece. There are plenty of action movies that bridge the gigantic relationship between punching in one line and those that do exactly that, continuing to squeeze into an incredible narrative. If you want to immerse yourself in the impeccable genre of motion pictures, here are five things to get ready when creating an action short or feature film. While an action hero can have character flaws, a disregard for protocol or a dirty habit of constantly smoking, the hero's liking is often what determines the success of a film. The action film genre is a cinematic genre in which the main characters are caught up in a series of events which usually include violence, protracted fights, physical exploits, rescues and frantic pursuits. The plot is kept in the nominal style, without defining twists and turns and without plot sequences. The entire film is based on people trapped in a building full of villains and how they are forced to act in order to survive or die. A concept which has been used in a number of films, this film is the perfect interpretation of that concept. While Die Hard popularized the one building setting, Raid can be credited with suggestive films such as Dredd based on a similar concept. As action films have some serious twists and turns, a lot of them tend to be pretty predictable, from the revealing of the real villain in the film to the unexpected fate of some characters. These twists and turns may sound shocking on paper, but on screen they were pretty obvious. Perhaps the clearest example of this might be the original John Wick film, based on one event that drives John Wick's Keanu Reeves into action.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Rhonda and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Movie and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.